problems, and that's... You know, people have criticized me. Grace, maybe you need to open up.
I don't know, but I'm squat!
And I remember when the psychiatrist decided, because I wasn't saying anything the first few weeks, to include me in a group therapy session. That really bugged me. You know, I'm in the room with six other people, and they're all spilling their guts.
Well, I feel that if I could cry in front of my husband, I'd do better.
You know, I'm thinking, oh, God. So I got an idea. The next time we had a group therapy session, I brought a firecracker with me, one of those big ones. Got it in North Carolina, like one of them M80s. And I broke the filter off a cigarette, lit the cigarette, stuck the fuse in the end of the cigarette, and left the whole contraption in the tub in the washroom. Now, it took about 6 minutes for the cigarette to burn down to light the fuse on that M80. By then, I was sitting there in the group therapy session. So we're all talking along, and the doctor's saying, and yes, Mr. Blasnalis, and you feel that you've got a lot... Well, wouldn't you know, that fuse finally burned down. That firecracker went off in the bathroom, and... Have you ever heard an M80 go off in a bathtub in a restaurant? I mean, it sounds like the roof is coming down. Well, everybody thought, what the hell? Gas leak, explosion! So everybody jumped up and ran down the hallway toward the sound of the blast to see what it was. I used that opportunity to run around to the doctor's desk, and I opened everybody's folder, and I read a little bit about each and every one. Like, I just, you know, diagnosis, problems, broke liver. Because they're all in the bathroom going, geez, look at the smoke. I don't know what happened. You think we should call the fire department? Of course, there was no danger. There was just a big boom. Well, finally, once they realized that all they had was a singed bathtub, you know, about 5-10 minutes later, everybody comes walking and retakes their place. So they start talking along, and one guy's going, well, you know, since I opened up to my wife, I feel better. I said, let me ask you a question. Can I do that? The guy said, sure. I said, are you still wailing away wearing your sister's underwear? He said, how'd you know about that? I said, the doc told me. Told me, you're the guy that when you were like 15 used to put your sister's underwear on and wail away? The doctor said, I did not tell you that. I said, you did so tell me that. You used to do it, didn't you, buddy? And the guy said, doctor, I can't believe you told him that. And one of the ladies said, well, I think that's horrible, doctor. I said, what are you talking about, lady? You're the one that cheated on your husband in the bus stop in the Greyhound station, right? You went in the men's room and some guy you never saw before. She said, how did you know? I said, the doctor told me about it. Tell me, you're never going to believe this, babe. Goes into Greyhound bus room and... She said, doctor, I told you that in confidence. I can't believe you told me that. The doctor said, but I didn't tell him. I said, you didn't tell me. The things I can tell about it. God. Unbelievable. And you, as one lady over in the corner. I said, don't you try to get away. I know about you and... Well, I ain't going to say. But Dobermans are... great dogs, aren't they? She said, my God! I said, I know everything about you! The doctor told me every one of you sticking my finger there! The doctor's backing up, like, I said, doc, it's all right, it was great, I do bits about it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do stories about all these people here at DC-101 when I get on the air tomorrow, but it's going to be great! Tell the whole story. Next thing you know, he's backing up.
The Grease Man. Bold, proud, and manly.